For Friday, March 14th, we do a spoiler cast about Dark Souls 2, without actually having played Dark Souls 2. Welcome to the 11th bonus level. I'm Dennis Furia.
I'm Murph.
And you are listening to The Level, a podcast for people who love video games. And you heard right, all of my co-hosts have merged together into one better entity.
Yes. Well, you see, I've invaded all of the Level podcasters, and I was able to defeat all of them except for Dennis, because all of them are really bad at video games.
Yeah, so we're here, we're doing a Dark Souls spoiler cast, Dark Souls 2 spoiler cast. It might be a little late for a Dark Souls spoiler cast.
Oh, man, it's super hard. I bet there's people out there who haven't beat it yet.
Yeah, but, but you know, Murph and I are really the only ones in our respective podcasts who are good at video games. We were able to get through Dark Souls 2 in about a night. Yep. You should feel very ashamed of yourself if you weren't able to beat it in a night, because it's a super easy game.
Well, I mean, it's easier than Dark Souls.
Yeah, yeah, it's easier than Dark Souls, and it's easy if you've got the skill level that we do.
Well, right, I mean, we're both Bonfire Side Chat veterans, we've
Hooked
our skills.
Exactly, so while everyone else is kind of muddling through, we thought we would grace you with a spoiler cast.
Well, maybe not at the beginning, because we not everyone is good as us.
That's true, so we'll spend a little bit of non-spoilery time talking about the game, and then we'll get into the spoilers. So in this opening section, we'll try to keep it spoiler free, not talk about
Oh, do you remember when thanked your
No, we'll have to wait on talking about that one, but it was pretty impactful.
I cried.
Yeah, the ramifications to and to were pretty interesting. So
my was literally, and she's not even.
We won't talk about any of the spoilers, right? Yeah. Up front, just some generalities for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get into the spoilers and just kind of discuss it in depth, because I not only were we able to finish the base game, we were able to kind of get through all the extra content.
Right. There's a lot, and I mean, I'm pretty tired. I'm chugging Monster Energy drinks as we speak, but
yeah,
doing it for the people.
Yeah. So let's talk about some generalities for the game. Maybe not so spoilery, but just kind of some of the mechanics of the game works. Do you want to start with the classes?
Yeah, let's start with there. Let's go.
What'd you go with first off? We'll just get out of the way what we went with.
See, I'm because I knew that I needed to get through this, I went with Sorcerer, which is the it's similar to but not the same as the Sorcerer in the previous game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's spelled with the source, like S-O-U-R-C-E, spoilers. Well, why it's called that later. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We should probably bleep that.
Yeah, now. Yeah, we'll bleep that.
All right, cut that out.
Yeah, when we get to this, but what makes the Sorcerer so special?
Oh, okay. Well, you see, we all know that this is so hard without spoiling. So I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
You remember the Nexus in the first game?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's back. It's not called the Nexus. It's called the Betwixt, but you can kind of tell.
There's a weird Twix sponsorship. It's kind of odd. Ruins. I mean, we'll get into it, but I was unhappy with that decision.
Not the A-Twix, the B-Twix.
Yeah. They have the left and the right Twix.
Yeah, right. But the Sorcerer kind of literally, as you attune spells, the parts of the Betwixt or the Nexus kind of either like fade in and out, which is it's sort of puzzly, but it also like, oh, so you need access to this NPC, but this spell is really good against this boss, that sort of thing. It's kind of a trade-off, risk-reward.
Well, I also understand that class kind of opens up glitches in the game. So they, you know, based on your attunement, you get an earlier or a later version of the game. So if you get all the way to Dark Souls 2 equivalent of Dark World Tendency, you're playing like a pre-alpha build.
Yeah, it's rough. Like it's just kind of squares.
Like, yeah.
Have you ever played Thomas Was Alone?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of – it's like that but without the narrative. Well, if
yeah.
The narrative's sort of like hidden.
Yeah. Yeah. all the squares kill you no right. matter what you do.
Oh, yeah. Like it's not cooperating with your other squares. It's killing your other squares.
Yeah. And there's some very interesting speedrunning applications to that, because obviously if you can get to – Dark World pre-alpha mode quick enough, there's plenty of glitches that you can
right.
exploit.
And this is in the main game as well, but it's really apparent in this glitch, and that's how we kind of noticed it first. But you know, Dark Souls is based off, you know, D&D. It's very heavily inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth edition D&D, one of the like weird kind of like things they did for simplification is every square that you move is, you know, one space, if you will.
Yeah.
So like that means going diagonal is the same distance as going straight, if you follow.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you actually move faster because you've covered more distance if you go, you know, diagonally. And this is true in Dark Souls as well.
Dark Souls 2, yeah.
Dark Souls 2, yeah. So you
interesting addition.
Speedrunners should always be moving on the diagonal.
Yeah, it's got like that, was it Ocarina of Time, where you move faster if you're locked onto a character and backing away from them or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's kind of that feel. It's very odd.
It's weird, but I mean, the combat applications are really, I guess, important because, you know, dodging, you know, is great in this game.
Yeah.
Dodging's still king.
Dodging is definitely still king. So what's interesting to me, and this is still kind of non-spoiler territory because it's mechanics, is they went way beyond just kind of your light roll and your fat roll and your medium roll.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got the kung fu roll, which what knife was that if you had it in the original game, you did kind of a cool flip?
Was it a knife or a ring or – yeah, don't remember.
Yeah. So it's the kung fu roll is right. like that all the time.
right.
And then you've got your Rick roll.
Oh, yeah. That's
you distract all your enemies
you know, the Rick roll is it's cursed because once you put it on, you can never give it up. I'm not proud of that.
Can we just acknowledge that just Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Can't ever give it up. But no, it's effective.
Yeah, it is. It's super effective.
It's something else. So I'd love to talk about my class.
Yeah, go right. Yeah, I'm sorry we kind of got off the class.
Well, no, it's fine, obviously. I went with the sniper class.
Nice. I was tempted.
Yeah.
I only focused on the sorcerer.
Yeah.
What's the key mechanic on the sniper class?
I would say that the 50 cal features
okay.
heavily.
Wow. Yeah. In the loading screen, he's just got one of those slingshot kind of things. I was just not impressed.
Yeah. So that's kind of what they start you with, but that also gives you the key to one of the chests at the beginning of the tutorial.
That's
comes
why
with it as well.
I couldn't, like, sorcerers, you know, they're very weak, they can't jump, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna try and do the jump, you know,
mm-hmm.
Dark Souls has, which is, you know, it's not a platformer, but you can jump. Sorcerers yep. cannot jump, they're like elephants.
Yeah, well, especially if you get it to the pre-alpha, they hadn't built it in yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and sorcerers do tend to get that far.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
quickly. So, okay, so the 50 cal.
So, you know, I honestly thought it was kind of weird that they went that direction, that they started incorporating modern guns into the game.
That is
kind of the whole timey-wimey thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because I was all like, when my timey-wimey stuff happened, like the farthest I ever got was, what was the invasion of the Moors? Like 1292 when they finally fought them off. Like,
yeah,
obviously I'm not in Europe, but all the NPCs were like, man, did you hear about all that stuff that's happening over there in Europe? And I was like, oh, Lordaeron is like, it's in the real world, which is,
now we're getting into spoilers.
We really remember to beep that.
Let's just roll with it. This is a loose podcast. So we'll start incorporating the spoilers there.
Okay. All right.
But 50 cal sniper rifle.
So, how long did it take you to beat the first boss? Because it took with the sorcerer, I kind of cheesed it, and I, you know, using all of my sorcery, It took me about an hour.
Gotcha. Yeah, for mine, though, I had a kill streak going, because that's the other feature that goes with the sniper class.
What?
Or really any of the Call of Duty-inspired classes, which
okay.
I...
Okay.
You know, there are several of them.
That's disheartening.
Yeah. But, you know, I had a nice little kill streak going. I was able to call in an airstrike on him, which took him about halfway.
No, was it a dragon or a drake or what? Like a 50, like what kind of thing?
Airstrike? Yeah, it was a Tomcat fighter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that a fighter name? I don't even know if that's a fighter name.
I mean, it seems like it.
F-22? Is that a plane?
That's a plane.
It was a warbird of some, you know, it was an actual plane, which again, it felt out of place, but it was very, very effective.
I guess that's where your timey-wimey-ness just...
Yeah, and you kind of see him come through the time portal and then go. But it costs you a cracked red eye every time.
I mean, like every time I cast a spell, I had to use a cracked red eye.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I had to grind those for like, you know, four, five, like most of my time was spent grinding. So really, you just kind of, wow. All right. Anyway. Yeah. So, seems like sniper was really the way to go.
It was a little bit OP. Yeah. Yeah. So I've gotten, well, again, probably part of the reason I was able to beat the game all the way.
I mean, yeah. Wow. I mean,
just popping headshots off there.
I mean, knowledge is power, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Technology. So is a 50 cal. That is also very powerful. any other classes that are worth mentioning here?
So like the classics are back. The deprived is there.
Yeah.
There's also the depraved, which is a little bit different. He's he kind of just like whenever you try and move, he's just like, no, I just want to go party. And I kind of wasted. That was my first character, but it's just not workable.
Yeah, well, the trouble with that too is that he won't let you access the start menu.
Yeah,
rebellious that he won't let you quit the game.
I had to, it hard locked the power button because I have a PS3, I literally had to go to the breaker and shut off the power, and then reset the fire alarm. And then they woke up my dogs, and my wife yelled at me. I mean, I talk about prepare to die, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Stuff.
Actually, speaking of prepare to die, how many of the death messages did you do? Wow, I can't talk. The death messages did you unlock?
I'm not sure. So they're still discovering them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the one area of the game that I did not fully explore. But I got thanks Obama, and that was kind of my default.
that's a good one. I got Cleveland Rocks. The first one I got, which was
interesting.
I mean, I'm not from Cleveland, and I don't really like Drew Carey, but I, you know, it's better than you died. So
yeah, it's better than I've heard. There are some that are multiple paragraphs long that you kind of have to scroll through to get back in the game. So
at least
Cleveland Rocks is short.
Yeah, it's true. Like there's the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah,
but it's fully voiced and in real time, and I did it once, and it I mean it has to finish.
Yeah.
So yep. I mean, Lincoln was a legendary spokesman, and it's short, but still.
Whew. Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's in keeping with the Dark Souls ethos, where you know death really has a consequence. You have to wait to get that, but
exactly.
it's ultimately rewarding because you come away with a really edifying speech there.
Right. And, it's sort of like with the tower, the Anorlando archers, when you have to walk all the way back, and you get that thinking of. Man, okay. Then what am I going to do better this time?
Yeah, 4 score and 7 tries ago.
Oh man, yeah. Like, I think if I hold on, let me. It looks like the number's up to 16 that everyone's found so far.
Okay, gotcha.
So nice. Well, I've only got 5, so I'm a bit behind.
Yeah, well, it's a user generated content thing too as well, where the winners of the contest get to add one. There's Hi Mom, I saw that one.
Oh, it seems like a waste. I mean, you know, it's in contrast to the person who gave you life, and now death.
Yep. Yeah, it's very poetic in a way.
But yeah, like also, it was really surprising because I thought they were gonna make those into shields. But, you know, they flipped this, you know, Dark Souls.
Yeah, it was weird. Because one is just a series of bloody handprints.
Yeah, that's that was a little odd. Weird.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of shields, the gendered armor sets are back.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Not only gendered armor sets, but gendered shields as well.
Right. Because, you know, ladies are, you know, they have weaker hands and they're more, you know, left-handed dominant. Like, as a left-hander, I don't think that's true. But, you know, it's Dark Souls.
Well, it's like the Bic for ladies pens.
Right.
Making the rounds. So they've got the swords for ladies and the shields for ladies. Cause, you're right. It's just a daintier set of armor, daintier weapons.
Right.
So,
I mean, I was not really comfortable with that. So I just kind of picked a male character.
So, yeah. It was an odd decision. It also, you want to talk about, uncomfortable. How about the prepare to kiss system?
Yeah. Like, what did you, so, I guess several people from BioWare were brought on staff because BioWare is known for their just really kind of subtle and nuanced romance systems. Like anyone who's played Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. I actually haven't played Mass Effect 3, so I don't know if that's a serious reference or not.
No, it's not.
if anything is subtle and nuanced, I mean, right. Dark Souls is that way. So
exactly. So
perfect fit.
So I guess not every NPC, but most NPCs are romanceable. Mm-hmm. Like the Crestfallen Warrior. I mean, he's not called the Crestfallen Warrior. It's a different guy, but you know, the equivalent.
Downhearted Bob.
Right.
It's actually a reference to Bob Mackie.
Right. Oh yeah. Of the Retronauts. They really put like in the Kingsfield games are actually bringing in the community to,
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
The name.
So there's Downhearted Bob. You can romance him. Mm-hmm. You know, he talks about how hard it is to make a living in an industry that has kind of become very cynical and sell-out-y.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting.
Like, so if you romance him, he doesn't go hollow. And if you don't, well, if you do romance him, he still goes hollow, but he tries to kill you.
Yeah. That's his way of showing he cares.
Right. I mean, that's how you get the drop, which is, you know, all romance is about what you get out of it.
Yes, of course. So then there's
But the interesting thing is it's not how you talk to people, which is I always found unrealistic in the Mass Effect and the Dragon Wars. We're like, oh, here, let me talk to you some more. Talk, 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 talk. Oh, now you like me. It's more. Yeah. Because it's Dark Souls, it's how you die in front of them.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Right. So, like, the Big Hat Logan character, I can't quite remember his name.
The Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I mean, big fan.
Big Fanny.
he is, like, one of those weird spellcasting dudes. So he likes it when you use your spells to basically backfire on you, and it kills you in front of him with magic.
Yep. Really? There's Patches actually likes it when you throw yourself off a ledge for him.
Right. That was probably the easiest one because he is sort of, I mean, it's Dark Souls, so
yeah.
Most of my deaths were ledge related.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. What about the executioner? What's her name from Demon Souls?
Oh, from Execution.
Meralda?
Meralda.
Her equivalent.
So, Felicia Dead.
Felicia Dead. Yeah.
I didn't get her. Did you get her?
No, and I thought it had something to do with maybe like the Pit of Bodies, and so I just kept on throwing myself in that.
Yeah, but then Patches would show up, and
And that was weird because it created this really weird triangle.
And she would.
I think what I understand from it is that you actually have to bring someone in for co-op and then kill them in front of her, like executioner style. But people know what's up because everyone's trying to do it.
Yeah, okay.
She has obviously the best drop. When you win her over, so it was hard to get someone gullible enough to be able to do that.
Right.
So that's the dating system that's in there. Prepare to kiss. Interesting choice again. Not sure how I feel about it, but it is what it is.
It is.
You know, talking about obscure systems, the crafting system is interesting.
Yeah.
Now, crafting and the upgrades.
Since I was a sorcerer, so I got to upgrade my – well, I got to enchant my spells.
Yeah. And then, well, it goes way deeper than that. So I'll lay down the knowledge on you, okay, all right?
Yeah, all right. Because you had that 50 cal.
Yeah, exactly. And you could upgrade that out the wazoo.
Okay.
And you actually, the final upgrade was you just wrote wazoo on the side. custom skins.
Nice.
You can get more custom skins, but they're microtransactions. Anyway, crafting system. So here's how the upgrades work, all right? So you collect splints, and those are used to upgrade shards.
Okay, wait, so splints are like the shards from Dark Souls?
Kind of, yes. Okay. They're a little more... a little more common than that. You'll get a lot of splints from all enemies. Those are used to upgrade shards.
Okay.
Shards are used to upgrade to hunks if you can combine enough of them.
Okay, so like the Titanite hunks from the demons.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all
right. Hunks then can be merged to form alloys, right?
Okay, which I was wondering. There's a guy who's like, some NPC was like, give me an alloy. And it's like, I don't know where these alloys are. Like, I have all these hunks and I have all these splints. And I never really got like the connection between the two.
Felicia, well, you gotta do that merging at Felicia Dead. So
okay.
She also kind of served as the trainer for that. But you can merge hunks into alloys. Alloys then you can actually break down into splints or change them into crystals, depending on what you want to do.
So
right?
which way do you go then? Because I was
very focused on getting this thing upgraded, so I did not do a lot of splints to alloys to splints.
Okay.
Went a lot of alloy to crystal, which crystals can be upgraded with hunks. So you use hunks to upgrade crystals.
So
go
back. So the hunks. All right. Okay. I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
You got to keep some hunks around. They can't all be alloys, because when you get the alloys to crystals, then you need hunks to upgrade.
Okay.
So
I know there was I found at least 7 types of splint: poisonous, fierous,
mm-hmm.
Icyus,
gaseous,
plasmaticus, dedicus, and
duplicitous.
Yeah, duplicitous chunk. And then I think someone mentioned a Nicholas Cagius, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. I'm sorry. That's a real bad joke.
I'll take it.
There can't be 8 types of shards. I mean, come on.
No, only 7.
Yeah.
But you upgrade the crystals with the hunks that come from the shards, which came from the splints. And you cannot upgrade crystals with the splints that they break down into. Once you get enough crystals, you can upgrade them into a crystal shard, which is different than a regular shard because it can be used to create an enchantment.
So you could have an Icyus shard and an Icyus crystal shard, but you can't upgrade
You're trying so hard not to say shard right now.
I know. I think that so you can upgrade an Icyus splint or use an Icyus splint to upgrade an Icyus shard, but you can't use an Icyus shard to update a crystal Icyus shard.
Correct. Yeah. Very simple.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
It's a little bit more complicated than Dark Souls, but it is significantly easier still than the upgrade system in Demon Souls. Okay. I think we can all agree to that.
Yeah. That's very true.
But then enchantments is probably where you spent most of your time.
I did. Right.
But then the kind of final thing here is that, you know, you can use alloys to make enhancements. So going back down the tree to alloys,
I used my hunks to make the enchantments.
Interesting. Really?
Wait, did you say enhancements or enchantments? Because
the hunks enhance enchantments and the crystals enchant enhancements, right?
Okay. That's kind of intuitive. I should have got that. All right. Makes sense.
So still easier than Demon Souls.
Okay.
That's kind of the upgrade system.
So let's see here.
What else is the next good stuff to get to? I'm trying to think. Dark Souls is all about frustration. So do we want to talk about our most frustrating moments in Dark Souls 2?
Or do we want to do like a quick like breakdown? Like, we're full spoiler territory, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been full spoiler.
Okay. So, like, maybe
we
just
lied about actually doing a spoiler free area.
Yeah, I know.
So, most frustrating moment of the game for you?
Okay. All right. There was there's this boss, right? And he's, you know, he's large, takes up most of the screen, kind of demonic. I'm like, yes, this dude looks awesome. And I'm like, I go up to attack him. I'm like, ah, ah. And every, like, he would just immediately, like, parry, counterattack, dead.
Yeah.
Shit. Yep. So I'm thinking, all right, maybe I need to get up on top. Maybe I need to, you know, it's some kind of gimmick thing, right? Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turns out he is not actually a boss. Just kind of an NPC you should talk to.
Yep.
And
that is the giant blacksmith.
Right. He unfortunately does kind of look like the Capra demon.
Yeah, which is weird. The blacksmiths are all various forms of demons.
Yeah, which, but I mean, there are other demons with, you know, because they reuse art assets, because, you know.
I mean, it's like a circle, or excuse me, a square and a rectangle thing where, you know, not all blacksmiths are demons, but not all demons are blacksmiths.
Right,
exactly. Very, very confusing.
You know, Kiln of the Second Flame
is
where that happened. And, but the problem is, you know, that's like 5 hours in, and I aggroed him, and so I kind of
had
to restart, you know, like, this is my third time restarting, because, you know, first with the Depraved, and then
Depraved, the
Sorcerer the first time.
Yeah.
Sorcerer,
tough.
Yeah.
That's actually, though, you can date him. So if you would, instead of trying to attack him, the giant blacksmith, you could have dated him with the Prepare to Kiss system. That one also works out for you.
I didn't even see. That's why, you know, I was just a little too bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't kill everything.
Come on. The world, you ever think people?
I mean, the world is not quite so dark.
No. No.
Anyway.
Love, there's room for love. for me, yeah. For me,
yeah, what was yours?
It had to be the new mechanics for Curse, which, you know, now, you know, in just the base game, every time you die, you kind of get the curse effect from Dark Souls, right? Where your health gets cut. So they had to think of something extra new and special, which is your movement speed gets halved.
Yeah. See,
I was not happy with that, because you get cursed twice in a row and you're moving at quarter speed, and especially, you know, your attack animations all move at a quarter speed. Very, very, you know, game breaking.
Right.
Well, in a bad way.
And like, as a sorcerer, I just couldn't afford to do it. Like, I would just, you know, quickly switch off the game, because, you know, as I said, they can't even jump. I can't even imagine. Like, they'd probably be like stoop over like a hunchback. So did you actually get cursed?
I did. I got cursed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I went to half speed, and then, of course, trying to get my blood stain, I got cursed again, was moving at a quarter speed.
Oh. How did you get to Zeno for his paradox?
Yeah, it's just a lot of walking.
I mean, it seems like you could just never always half.
Yeah, it was very tough.
Beat this joke into the ground. never mind. Yeah. That was terrible. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. So that was probably the most frustrating aspect of
What did you think about that end boss sequence?
It was all QuickTime events. Very interesting decision.
Well, I was talking about the thing just before the QuickTime events. Sorry, the extra mode it unlocked as well.
Oh, yeah. So the it actually unlocks a couple of modes.
Right.
Yeah, so you've got your Dark Souls mode. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to Medium Souls or Light Souls, which is really if you just want to play for the story and for the lore.
Right. Like like in Mass Effect 3, they have there's like the I just want to fight things mode. I can't quite remember the name.
Yeah.
And there's also the there's also just tell me the story mode, which not for me. I mean, I don't want to play Gone Home again ever.
Yeah, because obviously that game sucked.
Gah.
But yeah, so your Medium Souls is kind of that just want to fight things, and it kind of all the lore is right there on the page for you.
Oh yeah,
which is weird, because every time you enter an area, it just kind of dumps all the lore.
Oh yeah, it's
on you.
Huge tech, like literally, it falls on you and you die.
Yes, it's one of the great traps. So if you're able to kung fu roll.
Right.
Or Rickroll, right as you enter a new area, you got to look for those, you know, the title coming up on the screen that tells you the new area you're walking into, and roll right as you see that, and that's how you dodge it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's easy to get there. And then Light Souls.
And if you, did you have the volume turned up? Because you can, after you dodge the plot dump, it says, let's get this plot rolling.
I didn't know about
like
that.
In Mortal Kombat where it's like, toasty. It's like, get this plot rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Which again, weird decision, but I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's kind of the plot dump, and then Light Souls is for people who want to really look for the story. So all the enemies are removed, mm-hmm. And you just have to find items. It's really kind of gone home.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the romance system. No, we don't want to spoil Gone Home, do we?
No spoilers for Gone Home. I mean, but it's yeah. Yeah, romancing the ghosts was a weird mechanic.
That was weird.
I was not sure about that one. Mm. I mean, I think we've talked out pretty much every section of the game except for the one biggest new system addition.
Yeah, that this is great.
Yeah, so the Dark Souls 2 comes with an incredibly deep kart racing system.
It's sort of styled off of Little Big Planet 2 kart racing. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, there's sort of customizable maps because, you know, Dark Souls is about player generated content.
Of course. That's what it's always been about.
Right. You know, building that level and setting difficulty to your level.
Yeah. Of course it comes with a very, well-developed complement of standard developer levels that are themed after areas of the game. So my personal favorite is the Blighttown track.
Yep. Oh,
it's all just through the mire. So yes. Your cart is incredibly slow. Takes about 30 minutes to get around one lap, but it's just a big circle.
I mean, I did it and it was a laugh riot the entire time.
Yeah, it really gives you space for that tactical thinking when you're moving so slow.
Mm-hmm.
Really have to pick your lines.
Because, I mean, the AI is not all that great, so they would just get poisoned and then just, like, you know, the cloud tourist demon, they put him in the cloud and he has his little fish hook. Mm-hmm. And he would just kind of – well, instead of like a fish hook, it's more of an axe. And when you sort of died, he would just kind of slam it into your chest and like pull you back to the finish line. So that was always funny when one of the other racers would die right in front of me, which happened a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely living up to that prepare to die mantra. They also had a lot of fun little kart racer weapons themed after items from the game. So my favorite was the Lloyd's Talisman, which in the game, you know, it keeps people – or in Dark Souls, it kept people from regenerating health.
Mm-hmm.
And in the kart racing mechanic of Dark Souls 2, it keeps people from regenerating speed. So, you know, if you hit them while they're going fast, not a really big deal for them. But if you hit them while they're, you know, braking for a turn or right after they've been hit by someone else, they can't accelerate, which is combine that with the Blighttown track. And you can pretty much just be mired in the mud, having the tourist demon slam you into the earth again and again.
See, my favorite were the crystals. So there was the red crystals, which sort of, you know, homed in. You found
them. Well, is this crystals or the crystal shards?
No. This was the actual, like, the – I'm sorry, the red eyes, correct? They're the same items that engage with multiplayer in the previous game.
Yeah, cracked red eye. Okay.
Yeah, so the cracked red eye, you know, homes in sort of like the red tortoise shell, and then the blue cracked eye, you know, finds the person in first place and just completely annihilates them. But then the white one, that was weird. Like it boosts their speed. I'm not quite sure why you would do that.
Yeah, very weird.
Or shoot, did I get my crystals mixed up?
Well, you know, because you're talking about the crystal shards you're talking about the actual crystals from the game.
Okay, so okay.
What is the white crystal?
White crystal, I don't remember.
Is that summoning? White crystal is summoning.
Yeah, so I did get that right.
No, white soapstone is summoning.
Okay, so soap. So there's the crystal hunk and the soapstone.
If you
combine those two, it gets kind of frothy.
Then you get a frothy alloy.
Right. Okay. And that gives you plus against ogres.
Yeah. the ogre class is one we didn't touch on. We'll have to come back.
I think maybe for a bonus, because I could do a whole podcast on the ogre class.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the implications for the kart racer. That was like,
there's some deep lore in the ogre kart racing. Cart racing lore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all kind of, you got to fish, and we'll let the Bonfireside Chat people kind of.
Yeah, this is not a deep dive.
No, not at all. We're just scratching the surface.
Speaking of scratched, what did you think about the probably most controversial decision they just took out multiplayer.
Oh yeah, that was really interesting.
I mean, it's kind of annoying. Like I usually just take it offline because you know, and when I'm playing Dark Souls 1, because you know, I don't want interaction.
You don't want to get griefed. You don't want to deal with other people.
Yeah, like I mean, sure you could summon like Solaire or something, but like, I kind of like it this way. It's better.
Yeah, it's Dark Souls has always been about that kind of sense of isolation and terror. And there's no better way to do it than to really literally force you to be isolated.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, I heard that the Xbox One version, the Xbox version, it syncs up with your Kinect, and if someone else enters the room while you're playing, it just shuts off.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it really hard to get the drop from Felicia dead.
Yeah, it does. That's why we never got it.
That's why we were unable to get it. All right. So
yeah,
those are the major systems for the game. I think the one thing that we need to discuss then. So that's we've hit all the high points, the new classes, we hit kind of the new kind of crafting system and dating system, the kart racing, kind of some of the interesting areas, standout areas, frustrating areas, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think.
I think that about does it. Do you want to talk about the Dark Souls 2015 trailer after the credits?
Oh man, that's gonna okay.
Yeah, and it's just you know you're really zoomed in on something. You're really really zoomed in. It's coming out, and all of a sudden you see it's the 50 cal sniper rifle, and there's just a guy that says wazoo, and then cut to black. Dark Souls 2015.
Oh, see, mine. I guess because I was the sorcerer.
Oh, did you get a different version?
Yeah, it was kind of in, so it kind of zooms out and you're like, it starts out white and then, it zooms out to a Comic Sans, font of just Dark Souls 2015.
Oh, so it's kind of the pre-alpha trailer.
Yeah.
Interesting. I see what they're going for.
Kind of picked the wrong class.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a good class for speedrunners though, which,
yeah.
So it's interesting that, you know, they build it with those trade-offs.
Oh, Lord.
Well, good.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we talked about
I'm glad we were good enough at video games to finish it so fast and be able to do this.
I think we totally scooped Cole, Gary, Ben, and David.
Yeah, they need to be better at video games. Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining. This is a very enjoyable crossover episode. We're going to have to do more stuff like this.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll have to have you on Dork Night at some point.
Oh, I'd gladly do it if I could find the night.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Shall we sign off?
Yeah. So first off, before we do that, thank you so much for coming on. We mentioned your podcast. Do you want to kind of talk about what you do, where people can find you?
So yeah. I like we said, there's Dork Night, dorknight.com, also on Facebook. I also have another solo project, Hours Played, 5-minute video game reviews, going alphabetically through my Steam list. We just did Back to the Future by Telltale.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Don't play it.
Oh, not cool. Okay.
That's the 3-second review. But I'm about to do the. By the time this comes out, maybe the Bard's Tale episode will be up. So
interesting. Okay. Yeah. What series of games are you dreading most in alphabetical order? Like, do you have a bunch of RPGs all together? Like, you know, Knights of the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic 2, and all that stuff. That wouldn't be bad. To play
no, that again. That wouldn't be bad. I think the worst patch will be the Sid Meier's Civilization.
Oh God!
Because I bought the Sid Meier's Civilization patch or bundle, which is just like 5 Sid Meier's Civilization. we might do something else.
Fudge that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then for kind of for the level, obviously you can find us on Facebook as well. You can find us on Twitter. We'll give my handle at the end of this because I'm the one who's here because I'm good at video games.
Exactly.
But you can also find us at duckfeed.tv/level. You can find all of our shows on duckfeed.tv. There's a bunch of great stuff there. If you're listening to this, chances are you know about Bonfireside Chat. But if you didn't, you should go check it out.
Yeah.
Because at this point, or at least near this point, they will have a whole new wave of stuff that is really for Dark Souls 2. Once they get good enough at the game to beat it.
Yes.
Poor souls.
Yeah.
There's obviously, Watch Out for Fireballs, Retro Video Games podcast. There's Check It Out, Comrade, Indie Games podcast. Are you sensing a trend here yet? Hex Crank, a horror game blog. Ah, gotcha. Wasn't a podcast. And a whole bunch of others that's just in the video game category. There's a whole bunch of others that I'm not thinking of. Those Damn Ross Kids. The Pitch is kind of wound down, but, it's still good listening. It's timeless. And yeah, so check us out there. And of course, always go to Amazon, or rather go to our page, duckfeed.tv/tipjar. If you go to Amazon through the link on that page, and you can kind of buy stuff at your normal price, but give us a kickback, which is amazing. Be a great way to support the network. And yeah, leave us a rating review on iTunes. I'm like really flailing here because I don't usually do the admin.
No, I think you're doing good because I listen to enough of them. So,
well, God, you actually listen to the end?
Yeah,
why I'm not so sorry. but yeah, so that's all the ways you can find me, find Murph, and enjoy more of our content. Mm-hmm. And I think just to close out the show. We'll do our standard sign off. So I am Dennis Furia at D Furia on Twitter.
And I'm Murph, at Dork Knight Show and at Bad Controller OP. Speaking of which, are you going to teach that kid right?
I will see.
GameCube is not a good controller.
At this point, I might just miseducate him out of spite. I gotta keep up my image here. I'm dug into this position.
gotta die on that hill.
That's right. That's right. thank you all so much for listening, and have fun playing Dark Souls 2. Eat the leg. Way too cold, right?
Are you still snow on the ground?
No, get this, it is 70 degrees today.
Wow.
It was legit like swimming weather today, and tomorrow we're supposed to get 2 inches of snow. So I don't know anymore. It's
I was like, oh yeah, it was 70 here too.
Yeah. Okay. Nope. I go to work in the morning. I take my heavy coat. I take my medium coat. I take my tank top. I take, a couple, rounds of ammunition just in case the zombie apocalypse happens. We had we had a nasty zombie front come through the other day.
Oh man.
But it's Cincinnati, so it only lasts for 2 days and then it's gone. So.
See, we've got Georgia with all those Walking Dead characters who are superhuman to buff us.
Yeah, I've got two cats, so I'm on the other end of the spectrum from you.
Yeah, I lived with a cat for a bit.
And yeah, you don't really own a cat. You more, I like saying it that way. Lived with a cat. Yeah. you are briefly subservient to a cat.
Right. It was my roommate's cat, and it was one of the more affectionate type of cats.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Then, it had just like that distance.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you to pet me. I want to walk away from you while you try to pet me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want you to want me, essentially.